Caleb, and I went on the Arizona mission trip with Pastor Peter, everyone else on the team, and so I don't really have anything prepared. It's kind of a short notice, but I'll tell you just three stories that I believe God changed in those people. And so going into the mission trip, there was a lot, I could just feel just a spiritual battle going on. Like, I was, Satan was throwing so many things at me, and like all of these past sins were just coming back into my mind. So for the first 2 days, I had to just be really fervent in prayer, and I didn't see any fruits, and I was getting very distressed. Because I'm a very goal-oriented person. I like to see what I can do and just achieve those goals, but that's not really how it always works. You know, we have to trust in God's will and not try to do all the work on our own. So I had to repent for that. So once I did, God started to show fruits in the ways he could use me in the ministry. So these are the kids in a VBS program, just really lovely kids. And this is a picture, you can't see it very well, of the stars from the church. But what's more beautiful than that, I think, it's just the image of someone coming to Christ. And that's a woman the night before family night who just accepted Christ and is doing the prayer of confession with Pastor Dan. This is another little boy who accepted Jesus Christ during family night. And we had just great worship and everything, and it was truly a blessing to go. And so the first story I'd like to share is one of these teenagers who were my age. They were 18, 19, and 20, and I'm 19 years old. So I met up with this guy named Dustin. I started talking to him, and this group of kids, they came once, and we all thought they were just coming for the food. So they would come into the church, they would walk around, kind of kick things around, grab the food, go into the bathroom and do some drugs, and then come back out. But some of them actually came back during on the day of family night for lunch, and I got to talk to one of them. So he was telling me about how he attended something called the Native American Church, which they use drugs and do all sorts of weird things to get hallucinogens. And he came and he started sharing how he didn't have any hope in that, in his traditional ways. So that provided an opportunity for me to just share my testimony with him and just share the gospel with him. And there was a box of Evangel cubes next to where I was standing, so I took one and shared the gospel to him. And before I was done, though, two other of his friends came, and they seemed interested. So I was like, what do I do now? Like, I can't manage all of these guys, right? So I see Pastor Peter in the distance. I call him over, Pastor Peter, and we go into a room, and they had work at 2 o'clock, and it was around 1:50. So all their friends were honking from the outside for them to come back to the car so they could get to work. But, you know, me and Pastor Peter said, just give us 5 minutes, right? Just give us 5 minutes, and it ended up being about 20 minutes. But they just couldn't resist, you know, Pastor Peter's just irrefusable request as he asks them to come inside and just listen to the word. And, you know, their eyes changed, really. They were attentive, despite all the honking and their friends coming in to tell them to go. And they did confess with their mouths that they accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And so we gave them the gospel tracts. I gave my copy of the Gospel of John to Dustin, and we sent them off, and we never saw them again. So I was pretty worried after that, like, oh, what if they don't come to church? What if they just abandon the faith or don't grow in the faith? But God just told me, just trust in his will, you know? Just trust in him, and everything will be done according to purpose. The only thing I could do at that point was just pray, so just pray for them, right? This is our group. If you can go back a couple, one more. So this right here happened on the same day. The little boy standing there smiling, his name is Jacob. He's a 10-year-old boy. And that's his family, his siblings, his older sister. And he has autism. He's autistic, 10 years old. But he came to VBS, and he ran off. And we just found him, me and his sister. We found him sitting under that tree. And his sister said, you know, don't go near him. He's going to do something about that. He just needs some time alone. But I don't think I've ever seen a more bitter and hurtful face on a child than little Jacob over there. And he was just sitting there, just so hurt, you know. And so me and his sister approached him, and he started throwing rocks at us. So his sister said, let's leave. But I went back because I wanted to, I didn't want to do anything. Just the Holy Spirit convicted me. Just go back then. So I went back to him, and he got a branch and started trying to whack me with it. And I just said, you know, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Just kept saying these things, and then he didn't stop, and he just sat back down and started throwing rocks at the ground and was just being very hurt and bitter. And so I started singing to him, just hymns. I just said, "Jesus loves you, this I know." And then I sang to him a Navajo hymn. It's Jesus Ashoshone. Jesus Ashoshone. It means Jesus loves you. Nijoni, you're Nijoni, you're wonderful. You're created in God's image. And you know, as I just sang to him and as I just prayed to him, for him, I just started to cry. I hate being emotional sometimes, and in that moment, I tried to like stop myself, but I couldn't. I just let it out for him, and God really just gave me his heart here, and I just started to pray for him, and I put my head down, and I was just praying for this kid, and he tapped me on the back, and I looked up, and he was smiling, and he asked me for a piggyback ride, and I was like, "Where do you want to go?" "Back to VBS." So we ran back to VBS, and he started running around, and he tagged me, so I had to run around and catch him, and it was tiring. And I never saw him again, too. He didn't come to family night. But, you know, even though they may just be kids and he may have some mental impediment, like, I just told him, like, God loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus died for your sins, just very simply. And he can understand all of that. And so I believe God can do great things with these kids. Hallelujah. So the next slide. And this is family night. I talked for about 3 to 4 hours with that man in the black. His name is Antonio Barnell, and he's just been through so much. Like, you can't imagine, or everything you can imagine he has been through. And he was just coming home from a funeral for his sister, who was shot by another gang. And he was just so hurt, but he came to listen to the gospel. He said he accepted Jesus Christ, and after I approached him and was talking to him, he just started sharing just his life story. And I thought, okay, when am I going to, you know, put Jesus into the picture? When am I going to ask him how he felt, or ask him what's going to, ask him if his faith is really genuine? But I never really found those opportunities, and I kind of jutted in and like drew out some Bible verses. But God just told me, like, that's not what you should do for him right now. You should just listen to him. You know, he just wanted to get something out. So I ended up listening to him for a long time, and he just told me everything about his life. And you know, I couldn't share here. Probably could end up getting into a lot of trouble, but he just shared and shared and shared, and we were able to pray for him, and their family left, and just to be able to just see their faces, know their names, and know their stories just helps me to just pray for them so much more, even as I come home. And it was truly a blessing to see people coming to Christ as well. So, yeah, that's our group. That's the church behind us. And it was really a blessing, even for the youth. We had so many youth, but they were just wonderful. They were very well trained by Pastor Dan, and the Holy Spirit was working in them, too. Yeah.